So Krishna told him, just be an instrument. Nimittamatram of Savyasachi. Maybe these kids, maybe you could go somewhere else. We're having a great standard thing here. So maybe you could, if you're going to sit and just be still and listen, then you can stay. Otherwise, you're going to have to go play. Okay? You understand? Okay. So Krishna told Arjuna, you'd be an instrument in my hands. So this is the mood of a Sankirtan devotee, that we want to be instruments in the hands of Krishna, completely dependent on Krishna, not dependent on our abilities or our intelligence or our sincerity, but to be completely dependent on Krishna at every moment. A very nice aspect of book distribution, where you're just completely dependent. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Upatrishtana Mangacha, Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatma Tati Dehinamis Nadesh. The Krishna says that within this body there's another transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, who is the Supreme Proprietor, and He is the Overseer and the Permitter. So this is a very important verse for us to understand, that Krishna, He is the Overseer. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam api. Yogi na pidyeshiva, tatta tisnaminara, yetra gayati madbhakta. That Krishna speaking, he says, I am not in Vaikuntha, nor am I in the hearts of the yogis, but I am wherever my devotees are spreading my glories. So when we go on a book distribution, when we go out on book distribution, we should understand that Lord Chaitanya is there with us, and He's rooting for us. You understand rooting? Rooting? You understand in Russian? Rooting? Rooting means that Krishna, He's there, you know, encouraging us. He wants us to be successful in this book distribution. So we should understand that. He's the overseer, and He's the permitter. Nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. Not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna. So, therefore, we should really, really try to take shelter of Krishna and understand how Krishna, He's the Supreme Controller. And if we're sincerely trying to convince people to receive the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate. He wants to reciprocate. The problem is that many times we don't want the mercy of Krishna. It's like a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada one time, how do you get the mercy of Krishna, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, you have to accept it. Krishna is always willing to give His mercy. He wants us to be empowered book distributors. But do we want it? So we had to pray for that desire to distribute books for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of our Guru. And Krishna reciprocated. Yaya nama upapadyante tamsatav jamyam. Whoever surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. So Krishna will reward us. He'll give us that inspiration. He'll give us the intelligence to convince people to receive this mercy. I'll tell you a nice pastime of Jayadvaita Maharaj. He and myself were on a japa walk in New York City, just outside the temple. We were walking in the area. And as we were walking back to the temple, a police car pulls up next to us. And the driver of the police car gets out. And he says, "Hey, what do you have to give up to become a Hare Krishna?" And Jaya Vaidas Maharaj immediately said, "You have to give up suffering." I was very impressed. What a great answer. So the police officer said, "Oh, that sounds good. That'd be nice." So then Jaya Vaidya Maharaj said, "And if you want to know more about how to be free of suffering, then there's a temple just down the street, and you can get our books there." So when we arrived back at the temple, the devotees were telling us that two policemen came, and they bought Prabhupada's books. See, that's Shakti, huh? That's Krishna Shakti. Without him, it's just spontaneous. Spontaneous understanding of what to say to a certain person at a certain time. And sometimes devotees, on Sankirtan, sometimes we're amazed how the person will respond. Sometimes even we speak to atheists and they take a book, or people from other religions, they take books. So this is the result of getting the mercy of Krishna. One devotee distributed 900 books in one day. Some of us are struggling how to do 20 books in one day, 30 books in one day. Here someone goes down to 900 books in one day. It's inconceivable. And he wasn't just going out and going to a factory and distributing 500 books in one factory. No, he was going person to person. 900 books. So this is the inconceivable mercy of Krishna. You just enter into this Daivi Shakti, this internal energy of Krishna. I remember hearing how sometimes devotees during the marathon, they get so absorbed in book distribution that apparently they won't even speak in English sometimes, they'd just be mumbling to the people and they were buying books. So just amazing things happen when we really get absorbed in distribution. So very soon Jaya Pataka Swami will be coming to inspire us on congregational preaching. Now, as I mentioned earlier, a couple of days ago, there's so many people living outside the river bodies. Now there's so many other things coming up on how to distribute books. In America they have these smart tables. And a smart table means you have a table there and you have books there. And there's a place to put donations. There's no devotees there. There's a table with books and a place to put donations. It's locked up. It's called the honor system. You just hope they're honest. But it's very good. And even if they take some for free, that's all right. Krishna's mercy. Then they have the weekend warrior. Some devotees, they can't go out during the week and they're working household responsibilities. So they go out on the weekends. And then there's also the once a month Sankirtan festival, or one day out of the month throughout the whole congregation, devotees go out, the householders, the people who are favorable, friends of Lord Krishna, the folk members, so that everybody gets an opportunity to be in the fire of book distribution. And then there's, of course, many of you are familiar with the Shastradan, where householders who, due to being so busy, they can't personally go out, so they give donations so that people can get free books. They send out, they distribute books at the libraries, they distribute books at the coffee shops, they distribute books at the, now they're distributing books at hospitals, people getting ready to leave their body, they have a Prabhupada book right there in reach to hear about what's happening before they leave their bodies. It's very big now. Thousands and thousands of books are being distributed to hospitals. So there's so many ways that we're distributing books. See, the Prabhupada once said, we should tax our brains. Understand taxing? Understand Russian in that? Taxing the brain? Trying to figure out different ways to get people to take books. And now we have another thing happening. Recently just came up in the United States, maybe in other parts of the world as well, they have these Gideon Bibles. Yeah? In other parts of the world also they have? At hotels? Practically every hotel in America has a Gideon Bible. Where Christians, they give donations. It's kind of like a Shastradan. Yeah. Every room. So it's like the Shastradan, the Christian Shastradan. Yeah. Giving donations for book distribution. Millions and millions of them are all over America in all the hotel rooms. So there's many Indians who own hotels called the Hotel Patel. In America, they're all over the place. I think 60% of the hotels in America are owned by the Patels. So now we are in contact with the chairman of the Indian hotel ownership. So he's very enthusiastic to get all our Bhagavad Gita's in all the hotels, in the Hotel Patels, which means about a million rooms in the hotels around America. So many auspicious things were happening. We're broadening the scope of how distributed books. Previously, all there was one-on-one book distribution. But now we're, by the mercy of Krishna, there's so many ways that are coming up so that people in all different walks of life can get books and also distribute books. So this is very auspicious. And us full-time Sankirtan devotees, we should encourage the congregation to get involved. Another thing that all of us should be conscientious of is the Sunday feasts. In Los Angeles, there's one devotee, Govindadas Prabhu, who sets up a book table every Sunday feast. And he distributes a lot of books to devotees and people who are coming for the first, second, or third time. Sometimes he does $300, $400, $500 worth of books in one night. So I've noticed that in many temples around the world, the book table isn't there during the Sunday program. It's something that we should establish all around the world, is the Sunday feast book table. Some people are just coming for the first time.
Some people are coming for the first time to our temple and have never even received a book. So, and this is also a very good way
Hare Krishna. So this is also a very good way for the temple devotees to meet the congregation, create some friendship with the congregation. Very ecstatic. I'm also sitting there with Govinda Dutt on the Sunday peace program. I'm meeting people, and it's an opportunity to preach to people. Sometimes at the Sunday feast, we've been going. Set up a book table at the Sunday feast and you'll have very nice results. We just started this in San Diego, and the devotee that set up the table, he didn't think anybody would take books. They've been coming around for so many years, who's going to take books? He did about $150 worth of books the first night. People coming up, devotees, non-devotees, all kinds of people. So it's a very, very nice way to meet the congregation. It's a very nice way to also, you know, devotees are coming and visiting, they want more books like that. So now we're going to start the congregational presentation. We have in our presence one of our stalwart book distributors, one of the greatest book distributors to ever walk the planet. Navina Nirada Prabhu is here. Let's give him a good hand. So he's going to be speaking about the congregational preaching that he's involved in, I guess, in Switzerland now. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thanks, Vijayapur. So I'm just filling in. To Jagatthaka Maharaj arrives, however long that may take. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare! Do you all have lunch? Yeah, you look like it. Anyhow, Sankirtan Bhakti Devotion, it's all about the art of giving. When you come into Mayapur, you see so many people engaged in so many activities, and actually it's all to the purpose of giving people Krishna consciousness. Now, Prabhupada has given us the three main ways of distributing Krishna consciousness through Harinam, Sankirtan, Book Distribution, and Prasad Distribution. Now, books are lasting because people will never throw them away. Actually, have you ever thrown away a book? I cannot recall in my life that I ever threw a book away. I mean, it takes something. It's really got to be rubbish. But otherwise, books, you just keep it. They just sit there and they stay with people for longer times. So, Prabhupada said, whatever little words you speak, it may or may not have an influence, but a book, it will stay with people. So I've distributed books for a few years, and then now I've been doing business for a few years, but at the same time I kept on distributing books in the way that I just used to buy Bhagavad Gita's and cookbooks and other types of books from the temple, usually buy them 10 at a time to get a decent price. And then I just give them to business contacts, friends, you know, when you're in hospital, you have kids, you know, so many other people who have kids, you're in school, drama, dance practice, this, that, you may play sports, you're on a team, you're on a political party, wherever you are, all these people, They may never come to the temple in their lives, but you are their chance to Krishna consciousness. You can just give them a book. And if your business or your household activity allows you to buy books and then distribute them, then just give out as many books as you can. So, the money always comes back. Krishna is no poor man. Like we see now, we're changing the festival to donation level. I don't think there is less money around than there was before. I don't think anybody's going hungry, anybody's starving, or any bills are not getting paid. It's just a question of how you arrange things. So, like, I give books to all the people practically who I have some contact established with. Because with some, you know, when you're familiar with them and you're a householder, at one point, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. They may not take you so seriously because you play football, soccer, ice hockey, whatever it is. You may play tennis, whatever you play with them. But you give them a book, and they can appreciate that. So I've had really nice experiences with book distribution over the last few years, and I've also seen that, practically speaking, books are unlimited. They can travel everywhere. We are very limited. Like, even if you're in Mayapur, you realize how limited your body is. Like, you might live in Gada building.